while Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Hey, good afternoon, folks, from Coldwater Veterans Field. It's Indian baseball. Indians playing the Cavaliers today. Cavaliers 9-4, Indians 8-5. Coldwater 4-0 in the MAC. Indians come in 3-2, and it promises to be a good one. The Cavaliers are as normal, as advertised, folks. They're, again, one of the top teams in the MAC and one of the top Division III teams in the state. And Indians will have their hands full. Harley's got a loaded squad, and they're throwing their ace ass today. And that is Reese Dellinger. And Reese is a three-sport star for the Coldwater. And Indians will have their hands full. Indians' lineup looks like this. Troy Homan gets the ball today for Coach Ike. He bats leadoff. Landon Post, second baseman, batting second. Cale Ramel, center fielder, batting third. Marcus Garkey doing the catching, as always, batting fourth. Kendrick Wendell, first baseman, batting fifth. Wyatt Benn is the right fielder, batting sixth. Riggs Toby, left fielder, batting seventh. Brock Deuce, third base, batting eighth. DH is Bo Tin for Alex Deuce, who's playing shortstop for Coach Ike. Cavalier lineup looks like this. A.J. Hardiman leads off. Braylon Harlett. Harlement batting second. Batting third, Ross Dellinger. Batting fourth, Adam Herko. Is that Herko, Spencer?
Yeah, I believe so. Pretty sure.
Yep. We got Keegan Brueggemann batting fifth. Josh Kaup sixth. Evan Harlement batting seventh. Like Braden, let me see. I can't read that. Braden, we're going to go Braden. We'll get him. We'll get him in there.
His number's off to the
Braden
left.
Braden Howe. And then Caden Ballmer. Batting ninth. For the Cavaliers and Coach Hardiman, we're going to take a break. Come right back. Indian baseball on Fort Cover Radio. Right after this.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have three times the wear life of our second generation and six times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back. First pitch under, getting ready to start here, and Troy Holman's going to lead off for Coach Eink and the Indians. Veterans Park Field, and it don't get any nicer than this, folks. Cavaliers do it right here. And we're up here in the press box, me and Spency and Big Jerry, and Calpe's on his way. And I'm looking at the plaques on the wall here, folks, and this is the Veterans Field Luxury Suite. And the names on this are charter members, Mary Geyer, Marilyn Darr, Mary Lou Hoeing, Wally Rosenbeck, Oliver Gear, Orville Schwederman, and Timmy James. And there's some great names right there, Neil.
Yeah, Tim James, he's a legend. I know several of those people, but Tim James is one, you know, kind of, I guess you'd have to say, taken from his way too soon. But you talk about a sports nut.
Man, well, he was cold water.
Yes.
And he was everything there is about everything that's right about the game, you know. And
yep.
And I think that's really cool. Cool Water does stuff like that. And we was just, you know, we've been sitting here and we've got here about 4:30, and you know, all the guys that come through the press box, you know, and of course you got Tommy Brunswick, who's a PA announcer over here, and they go, you know, come in, check, see if we need anything, and of course. Oh, moron's always here. Toby Seifring.
Oh, yeah.
Who is about as good as it gets.
Yes, takes care of the park. He's the park manager here. And you talk about a heck of a job. This place, you know, when I think Lou might have taken care of it for a while. Hank Schwederman took care of it for a long time.
Yep.
You talk about some people that really care, and that's why this is one of the best parks anywhere. Everything is just has... They got the property donated to them decades ago,
yep.
And they decided to do really good things with it. And it's, I don't know if you could if you could imagine stuff better than what they're able to do.
Indians come in 8-5, Cavaliers 9-4. Indians coming off a tough loss to Lincolnview at home on Saturday. Troy Holman's leading off. He's also pitching for Coach Eink. We're ready for the first pitch. Reese Dellinger. Doing the pitching for the Cavs.
He's a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah, he's a pretty good pitcher, pretty good athlete. And the first pitch at 5:05 is out. Is caught the outside corner, strike one. Troy Holman, Landon Poston, Cale Ramel for the Coach Eink.
I think we've had that top three or four the last several games now.
That ball's a little low, 1-1. It is a balmy 44 degrees. Game first pitch. There's a strike on the corner. One ball, two strikes. 335 down the left field line. 348 in the alley. 380 center field. 315 short porch and right. Strike three, look at. Didn't swing a bat once, Troy boy. Come on, kid.
Yeah, we...
Here's Landon Post, second baseman.
That's not how you be the leadoff guy. But he has been pretty good at taking a walk, so I guess we can't say we don't like him at the leadoff spot because I think he's leading the league in stolen bases.
Looking at the max standings, that pitch is a strike. Dolphins St. John's leads the league at 5-0, Coldwater 4-0. St. John's the surprise of the MAC this year. Indians, St. Henry, Versailles all 3-2. New Bremen 2-2. Marion Local 2-3. Flyers playing well right now.
Yeah.
After they beat us, they turn around and run rule Minster. So yeah. Flyers got it going. Yeah. Minster's 1-3 and 9-4 overall. Rangers and Parkway both looking for their first MAC win.
Marion Local was 1-8 before our game.
That ball is high. Tight.
Gave them 3 runs in the first
two
inning.
2 balls and 1 strike.
They played great since then. Hey, we got some visitors to the press box.
That one's fouled back on the right side.
Might get a bus. Nope. Top of the dugout.
You couldn't find it? It's right where you peed at. There's a window there. Yep. There's a little window.
Up in the front corner.
Time is called.
You went to the bathroom in the back?
Now I know.
Yeah, there's some grandsons up here driving crazy. 2-2. Curveball outside. Good eye by Landon. Full count. 1 out here. Top of the first inning. Those Indians kids, and Cavaliers.
Those kids are cute as can be.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the full count pitch. Foul to play. Good at bat at Landon. He's battling. KO on deck. Base umpire out there is A.J. Kramer. And is it Jim Runeals?
Runeals. Two N's. Runeals.
Behind the plate. Curveball right down the heart of the plate.
Yep.
So two up, two down. Both strikeout looking. Here's Kale, center fielder.
Yep. Dropped right in Marcus that strike Starkey zone.
On deck.
Right at the end. Let's get us a base runner here. See what we can do. Kale's been hitting the ball.
MAC games today. Fort Recovery is at Coldwater. St. John's at Marion. I think that'll be a good one. That ball just misses outside. Minster and St. Henry, Versailles, Bremen, Parkway, Knoxville. So I think there's some pretty good games here today, folks, in the MAC. And
yeah.
Either one of the Parkway or Knoxville is going to get their first MAC win. There's a swing and a miss. Yep. High and tight.
Last Thursday, 1-1. Every game was a run rule except ours. That was interesting.
Down your pitch. That's a strike on the corner. Big right here throws hard. Has a nice breaking pitch. I was talking to Toby before the game, and he said this kid brings it, and he's a gamer. And if you guys follow Coldwater, the MAC, you know that. Swing and a miss, got him. 3 batters, 3 strikeouts. After half inning, no score.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out. Or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, four-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy.
At Kalb Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, we're back here. Indians go out in order in their half of the first, and now it's Troy Homan's turn to try to shut down the Cavaliers. A.J. Hardiman leads off. A.J.'s the catcher. Braylon Hardiman is batting second, and Ross Dellinger is batting third. Cavaliers with some impressive batting averages. Most of them are over 300, and they can rake it over here, folks. All right, we're ready to go here. Nice crowd on hand for being miserable out. Sun's starting to break through, though, so that's got to feel good.
And it's not 35. It is 45.
First pitch, little can of corn out to right field. Battling that sun, and drops it.
Couldn't get it. Looking up, could not see it.
Now, what I would do is probably have sunglasses.
Yep.
That's probably what I would do. That's going to be a gift double. Start the game, and wow.
Not what we wanted.
Well, I mean, a can of corn and...
Yep. Should have been an easy out.
Yep. Here's our Braylon Hardiman. Wow. And now the sun goes back in, so how's that work out?
Yeah, pretty well for us right now, but...
The ball almost hit him right in the head.
Yeah. Crap.
There's a good bunt. Troy fields it. Nobody's playing cover in first base. Landon Post sound asleep down there at second. And that's going to be a base hit.
Yeah.
So that's...
First baseman came over to kind of back up.
Well, Landon's still sitting with his hand in his pocket. So.
Yep. So he should have been...
That don't work out.
That should have been...
Here's Dellinger.
Should have been rotating to first.
Adam Hurtko on deck. So runners at first and third without one ball could hit you in the mouth and wouldn't bust a tooth out.
Yep.
Marcus gives him the sign. Runner's going to be going quick. That pitch is a little bit low, ball one.
Yep, both of those could have very easily been outs. Very easily.
Troy gets a sign. Marcus? 1-0. Throw down to second, cut off runner, steals second base. Cavs in some serious business now. Second, third, nobody out. We got to get it out.
Yes.
Pitch was a strike. It's 1-1. To Dellinger. Troy Hellman, sophomore. Done a nice job for the Indians. There's a slow curve. Just misses. Two balls and a strike.
Looked pretty good.
Coach Hank down there in the dugout looking at his right-hander. 2-1. That's a wild one. That's going to score a run. Runner goes on to third. 1-0 Cavaliers.
Yep. It's all the way back to the screen. And good night.
3-1 now.
Get there in time. It's a little outside. But he did get his glove on it. Probably could have had it, should have had it, but... Got past him. So free run for Coldwater.
Homan with the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Full count.
Did you get a chance to try some of the popcorn there, Bubba? The
popcorn ain't too bad.
All right. That's good.
Not too bad at all. Boy, it'd be nice when we get some nice weather, boys. We had a couple days last week.
Yes.
But other than that, it just hasn't been very dang nice.
No, and it was still windy every day.
Yep.
Just
full
crazy.
Count pitch. Got him. Wow.
I don't know why he thought he was going to go to first base on that.
Well, I think he thought it was inside. One out now. Good job, Troy.
Pretty good.
Here's a cleanup hitter, Harker. Hurtko, batting 4-9.
Okay, you got
time is now called.
Umpires They might be discussing what the pitch count was, or the, yeah, ball and strikes, maybe.
The board shows full count.
Yeah, I think it was showing that at that pitch.
Was it?
I don't
know. No, it's strike three, because he fouled one off.
Yep.
Fouled.
Yep. He didn't want to just say that. He wanted
to
double check.
So here's
Herko.
Yeah. That's a good job by the umpires.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Be absolutely
left-handed
sure.
Left-handed hit in Herko batting 419 on the young season. Young season, but.
Yeah, halfway through now.
Yeah.
Halfway. I was looking at it. I think
14
that's.
14 games.
Yep.
That's a strike. Good job, Troy. Cavs with an early run on a ball lost in the sun, a bunt, and a wild pitch. That ball's a little bit low, 1-1. Troy's been pretty good for Coach Ike. He comes in, he throws strikes, and he's been consistent. That's all you want out of your sophomore.
Yes.
And, of course, he's a gamer, too. He likes these big games. He ain't scared of them. That's outside 3-1. And I see all the Homans sitting down there, and the whole crew's here. Nice to see.
Oh, they are. That's great.
The boys? Hi.
They get to every game they can, and I'm glad they all got here today.
3-1.
All of them except Brenda.
Brenda's not here? Yeah, that's the best one.
3-1 pitch. Little tall.
Yep, not a bad
Herko
pitch.
Herko walks. Runners on the corner now with one out. Here's Keegan Brueggemann. Keegan batting 333 on the season. Keegan a junior. I am huge fans of this guy's grandpa and grandma. They're about as good of people as you can get.
Do I know them?
Peg and Jack.
Okay.
They are sitting down there all bundled up, and I'm sure they don't miss one game. Runner goes, throw down, out. Play at the plate. They got a shot at him, and they're going to get him. Absolutely. Yep. Nice job. Alex Dews backed up the play. And then he made a bang-bang throw at the plate. And the Indians gunned down Harley, and that's a big out, number two, as the runner goes on to second.
Yep.
Indians throw through to try to get the play, and I don't know how it got screwed up, but we got a huge break, and we throw the runner out the plate.
Yeah, I thought that the runner from third had been gone pretty much right away.
It was kind of delayed.
Yeah, he. I think Alex actually had the ball before he took off.
Fly ball left field. Should have a play on that one. And he does. In the inning, a run. They get two hits. They leave a runner. And after one, Cavs one, Indians nothing.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Do you have a graduation party coming up? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious beef, barbecue pork, or shredded chicken. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays, fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you'll need for your graduation party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back at Veterans Field. Cavs leading 1-0. Indians 4-5-6. Garkey, Wendelin, Ben. Indians have had three batters up, 3K burgers.
Yep, we need to do a little better here. At least, I guess, a moral victory that we only gave them one run that first inning because they had two on and nobody out.
First pitch is a strike. And Indians back in action Thursday. We're going to travel to Minster to take on the Wildcats. And then Saturday, we got a doubleheader at home. And it sounds like a nice day Saturday, maybe about 65. And that one's fouled back to the screen. Doubleheader starting at 11 o'clock. Indians and the Rushi Raiders. So make sure you come on out to the ballpark Saturday. It'll be a fun one out there, doubleheader. Root home your Indians.
That's the day after prom, I think.
There's a ground ball foul right in the dugout.
Coach Harley fires
it over. So there's three Harlemans on this starting lineup for the Cavaliers, and I would say a couple of them might be Harley's kids, but I don't know.
I don't know if all of them are.
I don't either.
I know one is for sure.
Somebody will text us that info, I'm sure. 419-852-9201 if you're listening, and give us a shout-out. There's a line drive in the gap in right field, and it's going to drop for a base hit and gets past the right fielder. Big turn. Garkey will stay right there. Indians with their first base hit of the day. Marcus Garkey leading off the second.
That was a nice one.
Here's Kendrick Wendell, first baseman Kendrick, who had the big hit the other night against St. Henry. Brought in Cale Ramway. Indians with a walk-off victory Thursday night.
Yep.
One of our finer games that we've announced, and that was exciting. Anytime you can beat the Redskins, that's always good.
And a walk-off after several other fans had gone on home knowing they won.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. Bunted right back to the mound. That's trouble. But he throws it out in second base. They still get him at first. Good hustle, though. Throw was high the second. The short second baseman was backing up and made a nice play to get Kendrick at first. Good job, Kendrick. Runner's now in scoring possession. We're going to give him a sacrifice on that. Wasn't pretty, but if you're scoring at home, that's a 1-4-3, Jobby. 1-4-3.
The mayor is here.
Calpe just now getting here. Game starts at 5. Understand, didn't know if you knew that, how that works.
His boss doesn't let him get off early.
Hi, buddy.
How you doing,
man? I'm doing great.
Here's
right here.
Right here in my
gum. Get rid of the gum. How are you?
Good.
Good. Runner in scoring position. Fly ball out the third baseman. He's going to have a play on him. In the bullpen area, he makes a catch. So Wyatt pops out to the third baseman for the second out of the inning. F5 if you're scoring at home. Two outs. Here's Riggs. Need a hit, Riggs.
Yeah, let's get that guy in from second.
Looks like he picked up a couple hits in the first inning.
Well, the first guy, the sun ain't showing all day, right?
Right.
First pitch, hits a pop-up to right field, sun comes out.
Blinds him.
About hits him right in the noggin.
Oh.
So he gets to second. Next guy hits bunts him over and Landon was, I think his frostbit down there at second base, didn't cover. Wild pitch, and we're down 1-0. And that's the scoring. Popped up. Second baseman, first baseman now calls him off, and he's got it. In the inning, no runs, a hit, a runner left. Through an inning and a half, Cavs 1, Indians nothing.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
The weather's warm and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt at Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to vanilla. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the shop to see what this week's flavor is. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. If you're looking for a healthier option, try the dairy sugar-free running through our flavor infusing machine. try all the flavors or get it in a Clipper parfait or specialty sundae. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook to see what this week's yogurt flavor is. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. You're sure to have a better day after stopping by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 and Tuesday through Sunday 11 to 8.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of the second inning, 6-7-8. Kalp, Hardlemit, and Howe. For Coach Hardlemit and the Cavaliers, Indians trailing 1-0. But they got out of the first inning, Kalpy. Only giving up one run, that could have been a disaster.
Well, I missed that first part of that game, but it sounds like we got lucky getting out of there with one. Now we just got to buckle down. Troy's got to settle down and throw good pitches, and sure. I'm sure he will.
Absolutely. So I got to tell you my story here, and you're going to get a kick out of this one because that pitch is a strike 1-1. So yesterday morning, I'm driving to, it's like 8 o'clock, it's like 7:30. Had a missed call from the legend, Jeff Hobbs. Curveball ripped fair down the left field line. If he hung a curveball, and Kalp makes it pay, play a third, and he's in there with a stand-up double, leadoff double for Kalp. Any relation, Calvin?
I think that it would be his grandpa would be my dad's first cousin.
Okay. So there we go.
So like brothers.
Did Floyd Calvin pass what? Away?
Yeah. Uncle Floyd passed
Uncle
today.
Uncle Floyd passed today. I heard that too.
Yeah.
Prayers out.
When was that?
This today. Morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say. Darn.
Yeah. It was Evan Hardlemit.
Got word from Brother Tom this afternoon.
Pitch a curve for strike. So, Jeff Hobbs, I called Hobbsy up yesterday morning. I missed a call from him. And we're talking baseball, and he's just talking life. And he's asking how everybody's doing. And he says, hey, I'm getting ready to get to school. I got a 20-minute drive. I need to call you and tell you this story. There's a squirt around bunt. Miss? 0-2. So, he calls me back. He said, I got to tell you this. He said, last Thursday, he said, we ain't got school Friday, spring break. I'm coming home. I want to get out of there after school, he said. So I leave about 3:30. I go home to get my things. My screen door's open. I thought, there's a ground ball third. Brock Dews with it. Looks the runner back, fires it over. And he got him. Nice play. Nice
bruiser.
Scoop, Kendrick. 5-3. One out. Runner remains at second. He says, I thought, boy, that's weird. Screen door's open. He said, I go in the house, and all of a sudden, something ain't right. Windows broke out.
Uh-oh.
He said, I was robbed. He said, there's my $1,500 laptop sitting on a table. Didn't take that. I have a big screen TV. Didn't take that. He says, I have some other things. He was telling me, I got like a stuff. And he said, I look and everything's in there. So in my bedroom, I got a 42-inch TV that was, they took it off my bedroom, he said. Took it off the wall. He said, I'm thinking, now what the hell's going on? Why would somebody take a 42-inch TV? He said, there's a pitch low, 1-1. He said, one of my neighbor boys comes over. He said, Hobbsy, are you missing anything? Jeff said, he goes,
matter of fact.
Well, yeah, he goes, matter of fact, him. He said, well, I seen a neighbor carrying a TV down the street, one of the boys.
One of his neighbors.
So Hobbs, he said, I said, what? He said, the little fat kid, he looked just like you.
Oh.
And I'm laughing. There's a curveball for strike 2-2, one out. I said, what do you mean? He said, he's about 5'8", 350 pounds. And I was laughing. So Hobbs, he said, they called the cops, and he said they come over, and he went down there, and the kid said, He says, Dad comes to the door. And he said, what's going on? And Jeff knows him because he's got him in class.
Sure.
Jeff said, well, cop says,
just out of curiosity.
Just out of curiosity. He said, well, you hang on right here. He goes, gets his son. He said, did you steal a TV off Mr. Hobbs? Kid said, nope. He said, if you're lying, I'm going to shoot you.
Wow.
Kid says, yeah, I
did. The old gun scares it right out of him.
Everyone gets away. Runner moves on to third.
Broke his window, walked in,
left his $1,500 laptop, but stole his 42-inch.
That dude wanted to watch
TV.
A game.
Hey, he didn't need the laptop.
He had to watch a game.
Yeah.
Of course, there's another TV they didn't have to take off the wall.
Got to support your team.
We were laughing. So full count runner third, one out here in the bottom of the second.
Oh, yeah, they're playing baseball, too.
Ground ball shortstop. Runner's coming home.
Get him out.
And everybody's going to be safe.
Yeah, Alex took his time right there.
He's got to know what's going on before the pitch.
He's got to come up firing.
That's exactly
you know, what we've talked about in the past years is that he didn't have it played out in his head. If the ground ball comes to me, what am I going to do? Something we talk about year in and year out, Bob, and we see it more often than we should. And that should have been a standard play. Alex knows how to make that play, and it's a routine. You're not going to gun that guy down at home. You weren't playing in. You got to get the out.
That's exactly right. If you're going to play in, you bring it home. You're not playing in, get the out.
Yeah, it was one of those plays where it shouldn't happen. That's a freebie for him.
So it's 2-0 now. Cavaliers, number 9 hitter, Caden Ballmer. That ball's inside.
Reminds me of Putty on Seinfeld. Remember Putty on Seinfeld?
Yeah.
When he painted his face that time to go to the hockey game. That's a classic. They got to support the team.
Yes.
Kramer comes to the door. Oh, what a classic show. My kids think that is the dumbest thing that was ever put on TV.
It is, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
They just think, Dad, you can. And they'll sit there and they'll watch a show called The Office. Or what is the other one? I think is.
I love The Office too.
I didn't care for The Office. I watched
Big Bang Theory. They watched the Big Bang Theory.
That ball's taken for a strike.
I love Big Bang Theory.
I didn't watch that when it was out, but I watch reruns now.
Yep.
Well, the Big Bang Theory never turned me on too much, other than the blonde, the neighbor across the hall. But yeah, Putty was a classic on Seinfeld. Gotta support your team.
All right. 2-1, one out. Line hit drive run. Center field. That is going to drop for a base hit. And they're on the corners for the Cavaliers. And just like that, Indians in some serious trouble. And their defense lets them down. Base hit for Ballmer. Top of the order, A.J. Harleman.
Yeah, we should definitely have the young man. Definitely have the young man over there at first base, but not the runner at third. And that's the bummer right now. So, all right, now we roll back to the top to A.J. Harleman. Batting 300 on the year, and looks like Marcus Garkey going over the sign with his infield on what he wants to do here with runners at first and third. Something Harold and I talked about, you know, Saturday against a very highly ranked Lincoln View team, and it's kind of a given. Very seldom do you get that guy going down to second. Here comes the bunt, and they throw it high and inside. 1-0 to leadoff man Harleman. Runners at first and third. One run across the plate. 2-0 ball game here in favor of the Cavaliers.
Well, you remember a few years ago when we played him here for that place was packed?
Yeah.
It was a fun game. There he shows bunt. No throw down to second. So the runner moves over to second. So now, runners in scoring position at second and third. Leadoff guy up, Harleman, followed by
Braden
Harleman. Spencer, you fill that out?
Yes, I did, but only because nobody
you
else was here.
You need to bring a typewriter.
Well, and a printer, you mean?
That pitch taken a smidge outside.
Or just have somebody come early and do it themselves. Copy. Wow.
Hey, I was here.
Yes, you were. Well,
quarter till.
Yep.
Every name on that whole thing could be the exact same, me looking at it.
Well, maybe you need to get your glasses changed.
Maybe that's it.
Or you can look down at their number and look over at the roster.
Maybe if they would have invented pencils when Spencey was going to school, he would have learned how to use one.
No, I wouldn't have. I'm left-handed, and they didn't bother me.
Either.
Just let me write however I did.
Here comes the 3-1. Indians need it out bad. That's hard hit ball right back to Troy. Troy's going to field it. He's going to flip home, and I think we got him. Oh, calls him safe.
Calls him safe.
I tell you what, it was a good kind of a reach-out slide. He slid around the side of the bag. Mark is kind of talking to the umpire about it. Here comes Coach Ike. Came off of Troy's leg, rolled back towards home plate a little bit, towards the first base side. Troy takes his bare hand, flips it to home, Looked like the ball beat the runner in time. Marcus laid the tag down. I think he wanted to ring him up big time, and then he finally changed his mind and went safe. But I don't think Marcus dropped the ball.
No.
I think he just got his hand in there.
Well, the umpire, Jim Reneals, was right on top of it, so I'm going to trust what he saw.
Adam Herko is going to come around to score. Looking out here for his dad. I built the Herko's new home. I don't see him out there right now. Don't see Julie. His mom. Probably here somewhere. So we got the little Canapkies up here. Have you guys been over to see Della lately or no?
Ooh.
Been making a Della run?
We gotta do that.
She's talking about you guys. I put her on a diet, so don't bring her any of them cookies. Whoa. All right, runner still at first and third, one out.
Take that with you.
Two runs across the plate. He shows, and there goes the throw all the way down, and that's going to get away from, and we get lucky on that one, folks. So that throw goes down. I think it was supposed to go to Landon Post. He couldn't get it, and Alex was back there, went off the tip of his glove and kind of fell straight down. So the Indians get lucky. I could have gave up another run. Harderman over to second. Braden Harderman, now your batter, left-hander. He swings and misses.
One thing, over the, I would guess, 50 years of Coldwater baseball, so yeah, maybe 40. But when you played, they were good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so,
they were very good.
So in the 40 years that me and you've been hanging around with Coldwater, playing Coldwater, is you are not going to beat them if you're not playing good ball.
Right, you can't give them freebies.
You can't give them freebies because you can't. They never lose a game when they get free runs. And guess what?
We're doing it. It's exactly what you can't do. My dad played for the Cavaliers. Oh, boy. I want to say it was 19. There's a banner up. They made it to state.
What do you mean your dad played? Was he a Coldwater boy?
Mm-hmm. Dad graduated from Coldwater.
Well, I didn't know that.
Him and Louie are big buds. That was fouled back to the screen.
Would they have been together? Would they have been?
No, I think that Louie is actually a little younger than my dad.
Oh, okay.
Son of a gun. 39? 40? 41, somewhere in there.
Well, you're looking at 8 now. Wouldn't be that long. Louis's not 100.
No, right. Dad was a little older. Dad would be 96.
Okay, so yeah.
I think he was born in 27. He was a junior. So give him 17 years onto that. What would that put that, 38, 39?
Probably, yep.
No, it's got to be later than that.
What year was he born?
I think he was born in 27, but that can't really be right either because...
He'd be 44 at 17.
Yeah, that's not right. It was before the war because Dad went to the war.
Jim Roneals?
Yeah.
Frostbit back there. Has no feelings on...
Why do we have the window open?
Hey, you know, get a little...
Fresh air?
Yeah.
Ambiance.
You like it? Or you froze?
I'm all right.
Where's your coat?
I took it off because I thought I was inside.
Oh, good pitch.
Whew. Whew. Troy wanted that pitch. They stayed a little bit outside. 3-2, one away here. Runners at second and third. Cavaliers looking to blow this one open a little bit with a base shot and make it 5-0. And that would be really tough for the Indians to come back on. Here comes a payoff. Rung him up. Caught the inside black. Great pitch, Troy Homan.
He knew it right away. He ran straight to the dugout.
Yep.
But you know what I think? I think that because he missed that lamp, that last one was so close that...
Gave it to him a little bit?
Yeah.
Widened the strike zone a little bit? Well, God bless him, because I tell you, both pitches were good pitches.
Yeah.
Troy, he's pitched fine. He ain't got any help.
Absolutely. So, all right, here comes the number three hitter in Reese Dellinger.
Still 3-0.
Another curveball stays up. Yeah, Troy is a sophomore. Last year we talked about him coming in and pitching his first game against Lincoln View last year. And it was It was a battle, him and that Price kid. Ended up winning. There's a shot fouled down the third base line. We got a new broadcaster in here. Looks like Lehner's got his headphones on. He's not going to talk. He's being a little bit shy.
I thought we had a new announcer there for a second, but he turned her over.
I can bring him. If you got to go, I can drop him off. I'll take him home.
Whoa, you hear that?
I got a three-legged blind dog you can train when you get home.
And you got to feed Dollar.
I'll put him to work.
Hey, whoa, put your coat on before you get out there. You'll get...
Oh, that one's going to hit him in the shoulder. Oh.
Ouch.
You get sick.
Troy reached out to him and said, my bad, bud. So Dellinger goes down to first, hit by a pitch. And that's going to bring the eighth batter of the inning to the plate. Bases juice now. Thank goodness we got two outs. And here comes Adam Herko to the plate. Another left-hander. I see Willie. Oh, Todd's down there, Michelle.
Yeah, all the Holmans are here.
Got the crew down there. That one's flying down the
third
baseline. Yeah, I see that.
Batting about 419.
He is batting 419. He's a good-looking baseball player.
He's been playing for 20 years.
We talked about him at least three.
Yeah,
we talked about him for at least three. He's actually a really nice kid, too. Mom and dad, great people. Here comes the 0-1. Curveball got him right there. Good Uncle Charlie by our Troy boy out there on the mound. Be a big strikeout right here. Leave the bases juiced.
Yeah, we can't give him any more.
Nope. Three's reachable. But a base hit here would be trouble. Comes the 0-2. Fastball goes in on him.
Nice job.
And he strikes him out. Nice job, Troy, to get out of that jam. Bases loaded. They only get two, and the Indians gave them to them. So we're now through two complete. We'll go to the top of the third. Indians trail 3-0.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Friday, I bust a move to Ann Arbor for Rachel's graduation. We're back on the air?
Yes, sir.
Yep. My big girl is officially graduating. We got
a weekend deal?
Well, it is a there's actually a ceremony Friday night for one of her degrees that she doesn't want to go to, but we're going to two of them on Saturday. So,
how many degrees is she getting?
98.4.
She's got seems about 2 degrees, but there's some kind of engineering thing Friday night that she said that we didn't have to go to. So, all right, here we go. Top of the third inning. It's going to be Bruiser Deuce, Bo 10, and we roll back to Troy Boy. Indians need three to catch up even here, and we'll see what happens. A pitch taken outside. 1-1. See you, Bobby. See you, boys.
See you, Bob.
That pitch high and outside.
Have a good trip, Bobby.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah, have fun. That one's inside. Let's get that first guy on here, and you never know. Three balls and a strike to Bruiser. Comes a 3-1 offering. That's inside ball four. So the Indians get their leadoff man on, and they're busting down to first base, and that's going to bring Bo Tin to the plate. Harold and I talked about Bo Tin having some great cuts against Lincoln View on Saturday, and I hope that he continues to swing like that because he was wanting to really hit the ball instead of just trying to make contact. So here he comes. He steps into the plate. First pitch low. JB, you going to join me for a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Very, very good. Keegan Brueggemann, the junior pitcher here, is on the mound for the Cavaliers. See if we can get him a little rattled here a little bit. Here comes the pitch, swung and missed. Good cut by Bo. One ball, one strike. Indians trail by three. Cavaliers with six hits, according to the board up there. I've only got them for five in the book. There goes the runner. He's bunting, then he bunts that back to the screen. Yeah. Troy Hillman on deck, leadoff man for the Indians. Troy struck out looking his first time up. Wants to redeem that a little bit. Who's the Reds have got tonight, JB? They got the Padres, I think, coming to town, don't they?
I have no idea.
That pitch taken.
I did
for a
see
ball
they,
outside.
They got a win the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they win tonight, that's two in a row. Big streak.
It's our biggest streak of the year.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Right now we're tied with our biggest streak of the year.
Yes. Three-way tie for the biggest winning streak.
Swung on and popped out of play.
That'll go into the street, maybe.
Oh, I'm parked right across. Yeah. They're an exact place to park in the world.
Yeah.
Not around a baseball field, folks.
Well, some places, but then you have a 3-mile walk.
Quick throw over to first. He's back in time. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Leadoff guy on down there at first base. Bo Tin, your batter. Come on, Bo Tin. A little bit of contact here wouldn't hurt a thing. That one swung on and foul over on the basketball court.
Yeah.
We need to get some runs here, Copy.
Yeah, we got a little time here, but yes, absolutely.
Yep. This is a really good opportunity here.
Bo can get on with have yep. two guys on, roll the top. I like our chances of getting a run.
Get the bottom of the order, getting things started.
Ooh, that one goes and hits him in the elbow. And he's going to keep him right there because he thinks Bo stuck his arm out, and he did.
Yep, he did.
Good call by Blue.
I've seen that happen a number of times, but this first time this year I've seen it called. There's been several times when sometimes us and sometimes other teams will make sure they get hit. That's probably the best way to put it.
Well, he could have turned his head at least.
Yeah.
You know, if you go like that a little bit, it makes it look a little more. But I understand exactly what Bo was doing, and he wanted to get the first two guys on.
Yep.
They call it a ball instead, so now it's a 3-2 pitch. There it comes. It's right down the middle of the plate, and Bo watches it.
Yep.
So Bo strikes out looking for out number one here in the top of the third inning, and that rolls the top back to Troy Homan, followed by Landon Post. Looks to me like, looking in the book, he struck out the first three batters in the top of the first inning. K looking, K swinging.
Yep.
Pretty good start for a nice pitcher right there.
Yep, and two guys that shouldn't be looking at the ball, the two leadoff batters, were watching strikes.
Yeah, we're through him here now the first time. We've seen him. We know what's coming maybe. And always good to get through that first chance of the lineup, and then you get to see him for the second and third time, and this is our chance to do a little damage on him here a little bit.
Yep, Troy with a nice swing there, but didn't get any of it.
Troy been hitting the crap out of the ball here as of late.
Yes, he has.
Here comes the pitch. That's low. Good block by the catcher back here, number six, Casey Goodwin. One of the 6 seniors on the Coach Harleman squad. Here comes the pitch, swing and a miss.
He's way behind that one.
He threw some heat on that one, that's for sure. And a little bit outside and a little bit up. Tough one to lay off of. Got a good cut on it. Just came up empty. Now he's got to protect the plate.
Go, Troy.
One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And, man, I tell you what, looked a little bit outside to me, but Troy goes down looking again.
Looked like a little.
So back-to-back punch-outs here looking for the Indians, and that's going to bring Landon Post to the plate. We got our first guy on. Brock Deuce walked to lead the inning off, got down to first base, and that's where he still sits, folks.
Come on, Landon.
Here comes our number two hitter, our second baseman, Landon Post. That pitch is outside. I know coach is going to want to get him down to second. He gets two strikes on him. We'll have to look for him to be stealing because if he does get thrown out, at least you got Landon coming back up to bat again.
Yep.
That one's taken high.
Ooh, we'll take a walk.
Two balls, no strikes.
And the sun comes out again. Good time to pop one into right field and see if they're right fielder.
Paybacks.
Fight the sun.
Paybacks. And that one's inside. Three balls, no strikes to Posty.
Sitting up here in the press box.
On deck.
Looks like it's 75. Beautiful day.
I'm pretty dang sure there's a frost warning out for tomorrow.
Yep.
Well, it's showing 43 degrees on the thermometer out there.
Oh, yeah. They do have that up there, don't they?
There's one right down the pipe taken all the way. It was Landon Post. Three balls and a strike now. Two outs. He may go on this pitch, folks. That's swung on and hit out towards center field. Center fielder and left fielder coming over. Center fielder is going to make the call for it, and he makes the play. So the Indians get their first guy on, and they got nothing to show for it. They strand him at first base. We're through two and a half. Cavaliers 3, Indians 0.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, here we go. We're back for the bottom of the third inning. Cavaliers coming to the plate. Looks like they're going to throw out there 5-6-7. Brueggemann, Kalp, and Harleman, first three batters for the Cavs. Against our starter, sophomore, Troy Homan. 3-0 Cavaliers. They picked up one in the first, two in the second. We need a goose egg to put on them on this inning here, boys, and then get back in there and get the bats rattled a little bit.
Yeah,
Indians played a good game Saturday, you know, against
one of the best teams in the state.
A very good
probably.
Team, yeah, a very good team in the Lancers, hard-hitting ball club, and we played actually great defense, I thought, against them that day, and
they
hit the ball hard. And sometimes it's easier to field them, you know, when it's a hard hit ball and it's coming to you and it pops up in your glove and tougher or easier. There's a hard hit fly ball or a line drive over to Alex at shortstop right in his mitt. He moves one step to his right, and that's out number one. So Brueggemann goes down with a line drive to the shortstop. And that's going to bring Josh Kalp to the plate. Josh Kalp with a double last time up, came around to score. He actually led the inning off last inning, so they batted eight. In the second inning, we want to bat three here in the third. That's it. There's a curveball. He sits on it. Brock comes up with the ball. He's got a fire over to first, and he does. Gets him by a couple of steps. Nice play by Brock Deuce down at third base. Goes down 5-3 in the old Buckaroo, and that's going to bring Evan Harleman to the plate. Harleman is their number 7 hole hitter, batting 304 on the year. Batting 304 on the year. Not too shabby.
No, that's pretty decent.
304, if you add up, I think probably 3 of the first 4 batters for the Reds, you might get to 304. That one's high.
Yeah, some of them aren't even batting the interstate anymore, are they?
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. They played a couple of those young guys on Sunday, and they came out firing and hitting the ball, and it was actually enjoyable to watch there, beating, you know, Wainwright's a great pitcher. So they come out, smacked him around a little bit, scored some runs, and won the ball game. And good for the Reds. I can't, there's a pitch right down the heart of the plate for a strike. What's that guy's name, Jerry? Lodolo, or
rookie
pitcher for the Reds. He gets his first win, and hats off to him.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
There's a weak ground ball over towards Brock, and he's going to
hit him in the foot.
Oh, foul ball went off his leg.
Yeah, I didn't, until he started hopping, I didn't notice that it hit him in the foot and rolled out to third base.
I didn't either until he started hopping, but he did that right away, so it must have come right off his ankle.
I'm going to say hit him on the instep. Yeah. That really hurts. No idea because I didn't see it, but it's.
Getting hit with a baseball hurts anyway.
Yep.
Here comes a 2-2 with two outs. Base is empty. Troy trying to get him, set him down in 1-2-3. That one's popped right back at us. Hits the screen. Good piece of hitting right there by Harleman.
Well, in case you're listening to us instead of WCSM, deuces are wild, as Ron Brunjick would be saying down on the other end of the press box.
We got to come up with our own thing. We got to quit copycatting him. There's a curveball. Man, I tell you what.
Yeah.
I tell you what, no, he didn't go at it. Troy's asking for an appeal down to first, but he didn't really make an attempt to it. Great curveball. He wanted to swing at it, and it just got off the edge of the plate. 3 balls, 2 strikes now. To the 7-hole hitter for the Cavaliers. Here comes the payoff. That's a hard hit ground ball foul down by Coach Harleman.
That one he didn't try to field. He's fielded one in the dugout earlier with a great play. And
is that Coach?
Yeah, Coach Harleman.
Comes the pitch again. Curveball. He reaches out for it. Brock, get in here and get it. Nope. Falls in front of him. Foul. Great piece of hitting right there by Harleman. I'm assuming, is that his son? Yes, no, maybe.
Well, there's a senior and 2 sophomores that are Harlemerts, and Bubba was guessing that one of them might be a nephew, but we don't know that.
We don't know the answer to that.
Nope, we just don't know. But
all right, here comes the 3-2 again. Get him this time, Troy. There's a curveball goes outside, ball 4. So they are going to get a runner on. Good at bat right there by Harleman. Troy worked him, and probably should have came back in there with that fastball, but what do, you know? Curveball gets away from him, goes outside, gets a free pass, and that's going to bring the number 8-hole hitter. Let me find his name on here. It's a Howe, Braxton Howe.
Sophomore.
Quick throw over to first base by Troy. Nice job by Kendrick. Back in there close, but back in there. A pitch taken for a strike. There is one mean dad down there making his kids crawl on the asphalt basketball field. That's how you make them tough, you know?
Do you think he's making them do that?
I don't know. I think they wanted to get up once. He pushed them back down. That one back over to first. He's back in there in time.
I missed that one. I didn't get to see that.
Now they got to do the bunny hop.
Yep. Well, his wife will appreciate the
cleaning
dirty knees.
Big holes in their pants. Yep. There's a rocket down to Bruiser Deuce. Bruiser takes a one hopper, fires over to Kendrick, and he gets him on a nice play by the third baseman. They strand one, they get none. And we go to the top of the 4th inning. Indians need 3 to tie this baby up. Cavaliers 3, Indians 0.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual spring cleanup day for our village residents on Saturday, May 14th. They start picking up the items very early that day, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You'll need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires, railroad ties, bricks, rocks, or concrete items of any kind. Appliances and other metal items will be picked up, and there's a limit of 2 large furniture items per household. Get your pickup items ready. Spring cleanup day for village residents will be on Saturday, May 14th, and you'll need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m.
Yep, sorry, we're back.
All right, here we go. Top of the fourth inning, going to be Cale Rammel leading it off for the Indians, followed by Marcus Garkey and Kendrick Wendell, first three batters. And we did find out that Braylon and AJ are nephews of the coach, and Evan is his son.
Yep, thanks to Isaac Lefevre.
I tell you what, we got people out there that's in the know, you know?
Yes.
That's a pretty hard hit ball down the left field line. Going to fall in there for a base hit. Cale rounds a big round around first base. Gets back in the bag. So leadoff base hit by Cale Rammel.
I like that.
He's going to bring Marcus Garkey to the plate. Marcus got on his last time up with a single and made it to second base, and that's the closest sweep came to scoring.
Yep, I believe you and Bob have mentioned how well Marcus has been putting the bat on the ball the last week or so. This would be a good time to continue that.
Keep it going here. Keep it going. There he shows a bunt. Misses that one. Good thing Cale was awake on that and waiting. Because if he takes off, that could have been a throw him at him.
Yep.
Marcus steps back in. Ready for the 0-1. Shows bunt again. This time he takes it back to the pitcher. Pitcher picks it up cleanly, fires over to second base. Over to first. Just beats it out. Nice play by the Coldwater Cavaliers. One of those bunts that if he gets it 10 feet either way, it's a great sacrifice. But he bunted it pretty hard right back to the pitcher. Pitcher made an easy field, turned, fired to second, and goes down as just a force out.
Yeah, Cale was out by a mile. I think even on a hit and run, they might have still had him.
So that goes down 1-6 there. Marcus Garkey over to first base on a fielder's choice. That brings Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Kendrick playing first base, doing a great job down there at first base tonight. Had a couple great scoops. That one swung on and fouled. Back to the screen.
And he knew right where he was going, too. That's a senior in him.
Well, I think that's one of those things where You know he's going to bunt, so if it's bunting hard back to me, I got time to go to second. Catcher helped him out. That curveball gets a piece of that foul back over the screen. Catcher was probably saying, go two, go two, go two, and he turned and fired, and they actually made a pretty close play on a double play by the shortstop there.
Yeah.
Herco boy threw it down there pretty quick to the first baseman, and Marcus beat him out by a good step. Closer than I thought it was going to be. Wyatt Bend on deck for the Tribe. Indians looking to dent the old score column one time. Curveball gets him. Quick throw back to first, and he's back in there at times. So Kendrick goes down swinging for out number two, and that's going to bring Wyatt Bend to the plate. Wyatt looks like he flew out to the – popped up to the third baseman last time up.
Wyatt's been putting the bat on the ball well, too.
Wyatt's been playing good ball. Yeah. Big cut. Comes up empty. Comes the 0-1. Little bit low. Pretty good pitch right there, though.
Yep.
There goes, nope, just a fake. That ball's going to be thrown high, and that's going to be an easy stolen base for Marcus Garkey. So now he's in scoring position. Nice base shot here by Wyatt. Could give us a two-run ball game if he can knock one out there somewhere.
Yep.
Briggs Toby on deck.
There's a heck of a gap right down the left field line.
Hitter's pitch here, 2-1. Big cut. Just missed it. Right back to the screen.
They are playing him to go to the right.
Yeah, they are.
Left fielder's almost in center field. But center fielder.
Lots of room down that left field line. And just like, you know, Feely, Big Feast said the other day, the curveball stays up and out. Just like Feast said on Saturday, you know, Coldwater's one of those teams that'll challenge you. They play in. And you want to hit one over our heads, go right ahead. And we haven't done it yet, so they challenge you.
Yep. Yeah, Wyatt stepped out.
3 balls, 2 strikes now, 2 outs. Marcus down there at second base. Curveball swung on and hit foul down the right field line. So Charlie's got him figured out a little bit. You know, and this kid throws some pretty good speed. So
yeah, so if you're a little behind it.
It's a little tougher to catch up. You got to get your swing started a little bit earlier. 3-2 again. Swung on and missed. High cheese. That'll do it for the Indians. We strand one again. And we're through 3.5 innings. Cavaliers 3-0.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. Cavaliers coming to the plate with a 3-0 lead. We just got a little information here that our JV team is beating Coldwater at home, 6-3 in the top of the sixth inning. Coldwater is 4-0 in the MAC here in the league. It looks like Indians 3-2. They're in third. Adolphus St. John's is 5-0. There's a ball that gets bunted foul down the line.
Yeah, it was in the dirt, hit the grass, and started heading toward fair territory. So Marcus grabbed it.
Well, that's one of those. Still. See, we'll have grass baselines, and they've got the dirt baselines.
Yep.
Where's our girls at tonight? They're probably playing somewhere, right?
I think they're at home.
They at home against Coldwater?
Yeah, yes. Probably. That's how it usually goes, but not necessarily every week.
I'm pretty sure they're at home.
Curveball comes in on the leadoff guy, Caden Ballmer, number 9 old hitter for the Cavaliers, followed by the top, A.J. Harleman and Braylon Harleman. That is hit hard out towards the right field. Right fielder looking for it, and it's over his head. That's Wyatt Benn out there. Wyatt didn't see it. It goes all the way to the fence. He's rounding second, heading for third. Here comes a throw into third, and he beats him just by a little bit. Nice job by Troy over there backing him up. So a leadoff triple by the number 9-hole hitter, Caden Ballmer. And the Indians now are in trouble.
Yep. That's
down by three. We've only got three more at-bats here. And we haven't been hitting our pitcher. Just too solid here tonight. We've only got two hits so far in this ball game. So, but the bats could come alive at any given time, and let's hope they do.
Yep, that was out to Wyatt in right field, looking directly into the sun.
Which, yeah, Wyatt.
But
Wyatt
he didn't know where it was.
I don't think he knew where it was at either.
But
it was hit hard, and
it was.
I'm not sure he would have got it anyway.
Correct.
So now with the runner at third, nobody out, that pitch taken high.
I think he'd have had to have the perfect jump on it and made a great play just to try to get it. So
there's a strike on the outside edge. One ball, one strike. Nobody out here. Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-0 ball game. Cavaliers with seven hits so far in this ball game off Troy. One in this inning, a leadoff triple. That pitch taken high. Keep him down, Troy boy. Keep him down, bud.
Yep, throw strikes.
Both pitches so far this inning for balls was up in his eyes. That one's high. Chases after it. Swings and comes up empty. Two balls, two strikes now. Big pitch right here. Let's get him. Curveball, he gets a piece of it, nubs it foul down the first base line. Troy's got a lot of movement on that curveball once in a while. If he gets and it's cold. It's tough.
Yeah.
Tough to get a good grip on it. You don't have any sweat going. The fans are sitting here in sock hats and gloves and hoods up, so it's tough to get any kind of grip on that ball out there when it's this cold. Here comes the 2-2. Stays high for ball three. Marcus got to get big back here behind home plate, too. Let's don't give him a free pass, Troy. Make him hit it, bud. Make him hit it.
Yeah, we don't need another base runner.
That pitch has hit a rocket right past Brock Deuce down third baseline. That's easily going to score a run. There goes the batter. He's heading for second. Here's going to be a play at the second. And, ooh, I tell you what, great throw in there.
Yes, it was.
Great throw in there by Riggs. And nice tag by Landon Post, and he just beat that in there. So that leadoff triple's followed up by a double. Back-to-back base hits. Looks like Coach Hank going to go out there and talk to his young hurler. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. One run across to Reddy.
I'm showing softball is losing 3-1 in the top of the third.
Top of the third, the Indian girls, Lady Indians down 3-1. Still early in that game.
Landon's toeing the rubber there, maybe.
Landon coming in? I think it's Alex Deuce.
Nope.
Looks like Alex Deuce is going to come in here and take over for Troy. Troy going to go over to the shortstop position. We'll take a quick break. We'll give Deucey a little time to warm up. We'll be back in just a bit.
Wow. Are you interested in reserving a campsite for the 2022 Win on the Wall Bash to be held August 26th and 27th in Fort Recovery? Campsites for this year will go for sale online April 30th. Non-electric sites will cost $40 for the weekend, and electric sites will cost $150. There are a limited number of campsites available, and they will sell exclusively on our website, wowraffle.com. So be sure to get yours reserved beginning April 30th. And then we'll see you in August for the 4th annual Win on the Wall Bash.
Yeah, we're back. And Alex is warming up there. So Indians are down 4-0 now, giving up a run here with two straight hits, a triple and double here in the bottom of the fifth inning, I believe. And fourth, where are we here?
Bottom of the fourth.
Yep. So we need to stop the bleeding a little bit. Troy did okay. He didn't get any help early. And that's how several of their Coldwater's runs got scored. And they, as you and Bob were talking about earlier, they always take advantage of free runs.
Well, it's one of those teams you just can't give them any. And right. You know, it's they hit the ball hard there, back-to-back hits. Those were legitimate runs right
yes.
there. Back-to-back,
those were, yes.
Back-to-back hits right there. They picked up one in the first that was a gimme. They picked up two in the second, one of those being an unearned run. So they picked up two earned runs and two unearned runs so far. But you take those two unearned runs away, and it's a 2-0 ball game, and it's a little more achievable.
Yes.
Not that four runs isn't something we can
do,
but so Alex steps on there. He's ready to go. He's going to be facing Braylon Harleman here. 367 hitter coming into this ballgame. He shows bunt, doesn't come up with anything, and that's going to be a called strike. Eight hits now for the Cavaliers, two in this inning. Nobody out, runner at second. Reese Dellinger on deck for the Cavaliers. Swung on and missed right there. Nice job by Alex. Alex got a lot of movement on those pitches.
That ball moved from what looked like might be outside to the inside, right across the plate.
Another good arm for Coach Eichen.
Yes.
Fort Recovery.
Yes.
Very live arm. Here comes the 0-2. That stays inside. Nice job by Marcus to drop that one down and block that one in the dirt.
He said Alex has had several really outstanding outings. And he's a sophomore. That helps a bunch.
Getting a lot of good playing time here this year. Here comes a 1-2. That's a rocket right back at him. Goes off of Alex's glove. He's going to field it and fire over to third. Safe.
Yep.
That baby was hit hard right up the middle of the diamond, and Alex got his glove down just enough to get a little bit of leather on it, and it rolled back towards the shortstop. He comes up, fields it. Probably could have got the out if he would have turned and fired over to first base, but he saw the runner going to third, thought he had time, threw it over to Brock, and get slid in there underneath it. So Harleman now, AJ, is over to third base, and three base hits in a row now for the Cavaliers, and Braylon's down there at first, and that's going to bring Brees Dellinger to the plate.
Still nobody out. We need an out.
Dellinger batting 500 so far in this year. He struck out looking his first time up, and he was hit by a pitch the last time up. That one gets away outside. There goes the runner. And an easy stolen base for Braylon Harleman. So that puts runners at second and third. Indians still looking for an out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. One run across the plate already, and two more in scoring position. Indians cannot allow to give any more up. That one's popped up and out of play. Three hard hit balls so far this inning. Adam Herko on deck for the Cavaliers. There's a curveball, and it's popped up. Looks like nobody's going to have a chance at that one either. Ball's just outside the seats. One ball, two strikes.
Nobody out.
Well, you got to go after him. You got two strikes on him, you got to go after him.
Yep.
Dellinger waves the old bat around. Here comes the pitch, side armor. Stays outside. Two balls, two strikes.
You ever face a side armer? Does that change the way?
We had some guys back in the day that had a lot of different arm positions, but
hitter can still hit it.
Oh yeah. There's a curveball swung on. A good at bat here by Dellinger. Just hanging in there and popping these babies out of play. Popping these babies out of play. Waiting for him to make a mistake and. Deucey challenging him.
Yep. Let's do a whiff on this one. A swing and a miss. Or a big old loop that he thinks is a ball and gets in there for a strike.
The Oofus? Throw him the Oofus pitch?
Yeah, maybe not so, not a real slow one, but.
That one is drove out into left field. Looks like Riggs is playing deep enough out there. He comes up with it and he fires in. And both runners are going to tag and move up. So A.J. Hardman comes around to score to make it a 5-0 ball game. Braden Harleman goes over to third base, and it's a sacrifice for Reese Dellinger. That's going to bring the number four hole hitter, Adam Hurtko, to the plate. That one swung on and popped up. Looks like Bruiser can come over and make a play. Troy going over to make the play, and he does. Did he drop it?
Yep. He dropped it.
He dropped it, and it's going to be a foul ball. Son of a gun. He got over there in time.
Yep, called Brock off. And
went right off the old
heel.
Yeah, right off the heel of a stump. That's not good. Give him new life.
Let's try that again.
Two runs across the plate. Runner at third here. One out. Bottom of the fourth. Indians trail 5-0. That one stays inside for a ball.
Another good stop by Marcus.
Comes a 1-1, swing and a miss. Blew that one right past him.
Yep. Go, Alex.
One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch, swing and miss.
Oh, swung and a miss.
Nice job right there by Alex to get that out. Two outs now.
Those last two pitches were pretty good looking pitches.
Retired the last two guys, and that's going to bring Keegan Brueggemann to the plate. Brueggemann so far in this ballgame flew out to left field, and then he lined out soft little liner to Alex there at shortstop. 0-for-2 so far in this ballgame. Strike on the outside edge. Nice job by Ducey. If he comes in here and gets out of here, we're only giving up a run. That's pretty impressive.
Yes. Yeah, it wasn't. Things were not looking good.
No, it could have been a really crooked number here, but
yeah.
We got to get it out first.
Yep.
One ball, one strike now to Brueggemann. He's batting 333. Pretty much halfway through this spring baseball season. That one is swung on and popped up out of play.
Over our heads.
One ball, two strikes now. This is where we don't want to relax and get a pass ball here and let that easy one score.
Right.
Just like that. Nice job by Marcus to hang on to that baby and keep it in front. Because he knew he was going to throw that Uncle Charlie and it was going to come over to his right.
Yeah, and it was way over to the right. That was a really good stop.
Slid out there and kept his body in front. Two balls, two strikes now to the number two hitter with two outs. That one's popped up and out of play.
Another one back over our head.
We run through balls like crazy.
Yep.
And here in Coldwater, you get to keep them five balls, I think.
Really?
I think so. Everybody's out there listening. Get all you want.
Come on over. Bring you a five-gallon bucket because there's that many out there.
Take all you want. Here comes a 2-2. Well, that gets by, just like I said. And we relaxed. And Alex threw one wild and... That's going to bring in the sixth run of the ball game and the third of this inning.
Yeah, that one was Marcus had no chance again.
No, that was way outside.
That was a wild pitch. Wild pitch. That brings the third run of the inning across the plate. Brueggemann still at the plate now. Swing and a miss. You know that was going to happen to
him. Yep.
So he strikes him out, strikes out the last two, but they pick up three runs in the inning. They clear the bases. And we're through four complete. Indians 0, Cavaliers 6.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaup Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. When you or someone you love is discharged from the hospital and still needs additional medical treatment at home, Kaup Pharmacy can provide everything you need, from IV medications and hospital beds to lift chairs, walkers, and bedside commodes. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, here we go. Top of the fifth inning. If the Indians are going to get something going, I'd like to see her get going now. Indians trail by six here, and it's going to be Riggs, Toby, Brock Deuce, and Bo Ten, first three batters for Coach Ike and the Indians. Riggs flew out to, popped up to the first baseman his last time up. That one hit hard right over to Coach Harley down there at third baseline. He scoops it up, fires back to his pitcher.
Coach Ike, you mean?
Who's down there? Coach Ike. He's still there. Keegan Brigham throwing a great game so far here. Two-hit shutout for the Cavaliers. Indians still looking to dent the old board. Nice time by Riggs taking that curveball outside.
So Riggs.
I got the odds, boys. Too early for that. There's a ground ball. Looks like it's going to be between the holes. Shortstop coming over, making a play, firing over to first base.
Safe.
Nice job by Riggs Toby breathing that out, but a great play by Herko down there at shortstop. Diving third baseman. He backhand spins, fires. Riggs beats it out for the third hit of the game for the Indians. And the leadoff guy is down at first base.
Okay, let's get some runs out of this.
Let's see if Brock Deuce can do something here. He walked his first time up. One of those kids, we just got to get him hitting that ball, boys.
Yeah, he's not hitting as well as he was last year. We know it's going to be there. This potential. Might as well be the game where it comes up. It's going here.
Let's get her going.
You know, he was plenty good last year. Just isn't there yet.
Here comes a 1-0. That's swung on and fouled.
Bus? Nope, over the bus.
JB, you got to pay for any broken windows on the bus?
Not that I know of.
Well, you probably should if you park it in the wrong place.
I was thinking the same thing.
Save us taxpayers some
money. Why don't we park that thing right in the middle of the diamond or something? You got it parked out there, and hell's fury out there, and every foul ball has been right there. But it hasn't been a hit. You parked it in the right spot.
I thought I'd be a little closer right by the fence.
Strategically placed it.
They go over it.
Two balls and a strike to Bruiser. Riggs Toby down at first. Swing and a miss on high cheese.
I mean, really, that's about the only place to park it here. Unless I want to go park it down the block. Walk a mile.
I don't have any problem with that.
Park it over to the football field.
We don't care.
There's a curveball. He gets a piece of it, knocks it down to the first baseman. First baseman comes up, fires over to shortstop, back over to first base. Holy cow, that was closer play than it should have been.
I don't know
if Brock was running full bore on that one or not, but, man, I tell you what, he just about got doubled up. So Riggs gets thrown out 3-6 for out number one, and Brock makes it down to first base on a fielder's choice, and that's going to bring Bo 10 to the plate. Bo struck out looking his first time up. And here we are, top of the fifth inning. Bruiser leaning a little bit right there. Quick throw over to first, and he's back just in time, only because the first baseman dropped the ball.
Yep, that would have been really, really close. That umpire would
have. His run don't mean much over there at first base. We need a bunch of them. There's Bo Tenney with a nice base hit out towards the left fielder. Left fielder comes over, knocks it down. Bruiser going to try to go to third. Here comes the throw. Head first in there. He's safe. Bo Tenney going to second, and he's safe. Nice job right there.
Good job.
Nice job right there.
Yeah,
so
that left fielder is playing almost to center field, and Bo kind of, he didn't put it exactly down the line, but he was 50 feet.
He did a great job of cutting it off. Bo Tenney now over at second base with a single and a extra base there when they threw the ball to third. So now the Indians with a little something going, and the leadoff guy coming to the plate. Runners at second and third. We haven't had a guy at third all day, folks. One out now.
Let's hope he's not there long. About one pitch and get him in.
We need Troy to hit a base knocker, and that first pitch is swung on and missed.
Good swing. No contact. Let's get him in. Get a couple of them in.
Here comes the 0-1. Ooh.
Yep.
Taken right there on the lower part of the strike zone for strike two. And now Troy Boy finds himself in a deep hole. No balls and two strikes. Bergman trying to keep this game a goose egg for the Indians.
Dellinger.
Well, Bergman's pitching.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Dellinger's been pitching the whole game. Reese Dellinger.
No, that's who's out there, number nine.
Keegan Bergman's been pitching the whole game, Spencer.
No, number nine's out there. That's Reese Dellinger. Dellinger.
Number nine is Keegan Bergman.
I don't know, but it's a Dellinger pitching.
I got on this roster, it's a Reese Dellinger, senior.
I don't know where that one came from, but.
Well, whatever the case, number nine's pitching out there, and he struck out Troy Boy for out number two.
See, that's his number. This is just a.
Oh, those numbers shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not his jersey number.
Well, that's just whatever the case.
Yeah. I've never seen anybody number their 11 players.
Yeah.
Here's 11 players. Yeah, I didn't.
That one's outside to Landon Post. So we got two outs, two balls, one strike to Landon Post. Bo Tenney at second. Brock Deuce over at third. They had back-to-back base hits. Here comes the pitch. That swung on and popped a mile high. Looks like the second baseman could make a play on this, and he does. So the Indians threat a little bit, but we got nothing to show for it. We strained two, and we're through 5.5 in the books, folks. Cavaliers 6, Indians zip.
Ooh, it's up.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cupid Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cupid Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cupid Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cupid Farms, more than a workplace.
Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try one of our specialty sundaes. The Cookie Monster looks like it sounds. Blue ice cream, cookie dough, Oreo crumbs, topped with more cookie dough and Oreo crumbs, peanut butter sauce, and two Oreos for the monster's eyes. Or how about the Campfire Sundae? Vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, mini marshmallows, graham cracker crumbs, and topped with whipped cream. Or the Mac Attack. Vanilla ice cream, peanut butter, chocolate, and caramel, topped with crushed pretzels. Give them all a try. I bet you can't pick just one favorite. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. So stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
All right, we're back. Looks like Ducey's going to go back out there for the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians trail 6-0 here, and they're going to face 6-7-8, Josh Kalp, Evan Harlemet, and Braden Harlemet. Now that we can get our numbers and our scores and everything figured out here on their roster here in the bottom of the fifth. That you don't see very often, folks. The ball came off of the bat, hit Marcus in the face mask, and then stuck right smack dab in the old chain link fence.
I don't think I've ever seen one stuck in a chain link fence.
Really?
I don't remember ever seeing one.
I think it's a perfect one.
Yeah, that one was.
That one was perfect. Comes a 1-1 that's popped up out of play.
Indians need to 1-2-3. I'm here the next three innings.
Yeah, we need some goose eggs, that's for sure. Curveball stays outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Indians defense looks like this. We got Brock Deuce over at third. Troy started out pitching. He's at short. Posty's over at second. Kendrick Wendell at first base. There's a nice pitch right there. Mm-hmm. Got him looking all the way. So Josh Kalp goes down looking for out number one, and that's going to bring Evan Harlemet to the plate. Outfielders, we got Wyatt Benn out in right field. Looks like Kale's out in center field, and Riggs Toby over in left. Marcus Garkey behind the plate for the Tribe. That one a little low right there. Starts him out. 1 ball, no strike.
Not a bad pitch.
To Evan Harlemet, batting 304 so far in this spring campaign. That one's low. 2 balls, no strikes. 380 if you go straight center field here at Coldwater.
I could do that if on a golf cart.
335 down the line in left field and 315 out right. That one's a curveball. Stays outside. Starts him out. 3 balls, no strikes.
I could hit a golf ball off of a tee out there. That'd be about it. I don't think I could ever do that with a baseball.
On one hit, you could get her out there to that center field?
Ball four. 140 yards, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Maybe if I'm in center field, I could get it out there.
Yeah, I can hit with it. A golf ball?
Yeah.
I can hit a golf ball about 150, 170 yards.
Spencey.
I don't play golf, so.
But that's about it. I can't. If it's way downhill, I might get 200.
I like it.
But I can
like
hit them straight off the tee. The rest of my game is nothing. If I get real lucky, I might make a putt or something.
I like it. All right, so now the Indians got a runner down there. Cavaliers got a runner down at first base. And Evan Harlemet and Braden Harlemet's coming up. There's a ground ball foul down to Coach Harlemet this time.
Yep. Made a nice play.
No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away here. Bottom of the 5th inning. Indians need 6 runs to tie this puppy up, and they only got 2 at-bats left here, folks. So we need to get the bats a move, and there goes the runner. Throw down the second. We got him, folks. Dead meat. Great throw by Marcus Garkey.
It was.
And Harlemet is thrown out trying to steal the base for out number 2.
Yeah, he was out by quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't know if he didn't get a good jump or what.
Yeah.
But Marcus put a BB down there at second base, and we was waiting on him.
Yeah, Landon literally waited for him.
So now we got 2 outs, bases cleared. To the number 8-hole hitter, the DH, Braden Harlemet. Braylon.
Yeah, it says Reese Mesher.
Number 24.
Reese Mesher is the batter. If this says Reese Mesher here, he must have just came in dead. That one's popped up and fouled out of our heads, over our heads. So Harlemet is no longer, and it is Reese Mesher.
I think out of our heads might have been the right thing. He might have been right when you said out of our heads.
We are out of our heads. Here comes the pitch. Swung on right between the old gap down there at third and short, and that's a base knock right there. So base hit by Mesher. Gets another runner down to first base. And let's see if this is Caden Ballmer coming to the plate. Number 6.
Number says he
Caden
is.
Caden Ballmer.
Yep.
My God, I got one right. 2 outs here. Number 6, Caden Ballmer. Indians looking to put the old goose egg on the board here for the Cavaliers, and we only have done it once so far in this ball game. They picked up a run in the first, two in the second. We goose egged them in the third. They picked up three last inning. So we need another goose egg for, like Spencey says, three more times, and the Indians got to get some bats going. We got a runner to third last inning, and the closest we got him to the home plate.
Yep.
That one's a fly ball out towards Wyatt Benning right. Looks like Landon Post is going out. It's going to fall over Landon's head.
Out there, no man's land.
And that is another base hit that puts them on the corners. So Bomber now down at first with a base knock. And Mesher over to third because there was two outs. He took off at the crack of the bat. So after having the bases empty and two outs, now we got her up on the corners and we roll back to the top. And we got A.J. Hardiman at the plate. Come on, boys. We need an out here. Let's go. Anyway. We know the runner's probably going to take off and go to second. Pitch is outside for a ball.
Runner stayed.
First and third here for the Cavaliers. No runs across the plate here in the bottom of the fifth. That one's outside, too. Don't make it easy on him, Alex. Don't walk him full.
Definitely not. Just bear down. Just all we need to do is get the batter out. We don't care about those other guys.
Same pitch again. All three of them outside. Three balls, no strikes. Could be the old intentional, unintentional walk here.
Yep.
Might be the thing to do at this point, but
leadoff batter.
That one is hit out towards Wyatt in right field. Wyatt's coming over to make a play, and he does, right on the line. Excuse me. Had to sneeze right there. I looked in the sun on that one, folks. But that'll do it. We'll throw the goose egg on the board for them. They come up with a couple of hits, nothing to show for it. They strand a couple of runners, and we'll go to the sixth inning. Indians down six.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, here we go. Top of the sixth inning. It's going to be 3-4-5. Rammel, Garkey, and Wendell. First three batters for the Indians. And we need a bunch of base runners, folks. We're down 6-0. Danny Hamlin in a little trouble in the old NASCAR circuit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's something crazy. And the Indy 500 going to change how they get their first four rows in the starting lineup for the Indianapolis 500. There's going to be a shootout, which is kind of neat. They're taking a little bit of the maybe some dirt track stuff here to try to determine the first four starting rows.
That'll be interesting.
Well, it is interesting. I think that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Got to change it up once in a while.
Yep, two straight up side pitches for Kale.
Oh, then he chases a high cheese. He chased ball three, folks.
Yep.
Hard to lay him off. Hard to lay off of him.
Yeah, we need trying to be aggressive. We're not going to win if we stand there and watch him pitch.
There's a ground ball towards the third baseman. Third baseman gets over, scoops it, fires over to first base. Gets him by a step and a half. So Rams goes down 5-3 in the old book. Out number one, and that's going to bring Marcus Garkey to the plate. Marcus Garkey singled his first time up and then grounded into a fielder's choice his last time up.
Yep, batting in the cleanup spot, and probably for good reason. He's had a hot bat the last several games.
That one he hits on the screws right out towards the left fielder. Left fielder backs up three steps, puts her in the old leather, and that's going to be one pitch, one out right there. Yep. F7 in the book, two up, two down, and that's going to bring Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Kendrick is 0 for 2 in this ball game. He looks like he grounded out. Kind of a crazy play. Kind of went off the pitcher's glove to the second baseman. Over to the first baseman. And the first time up, and the last time up, he struck out swinging. That pitch comes in there for a strike, so he finds himself in the hole here, 0-1. That one is, I thought it was a little low, but the blue didn't see it that way, did he, JB?
Nope.
Steerack, too, so now he finds himself in a big old hole, and he's going to be facing some Uncle Charlie's. And he gets a piece of it. He knocks it down the line, and it's going to go just foul.
That would have been a tough one to...
I think he'd have beat that one out. That was one of them high hoppers, and then it got to the grass and squirted foul, and lucky for the Cavaliers there, because that was a base hit for Kendrick.
Yep.
Indians with four base hits so far in this ballgame through five and two-thirds. White Ben on deck. There's a fastball, and he was looking curve all the way, and he was way late on it. Three up, three down this time for the Indians, and we'll go to the sixth inning. Indians trail 6-0.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the bottom of the sixth inning. Alex back out there on the mound, who took over for Troy in the fourth inning. Going to try to give him another goose egg. He gave him one in the last inning. Let's see if he can do her again. Indians need to get three quick outs, get up there, and get the old bats smoking hot. We need six runs to tie this puppy up.
Yes, we
only
do.
Got 3 outs to do it.
Yep. We do want to give Coldwater their first league loss.
That would be nice. Cavaliers have had our number here as of late.
Yep. A lot of people's numbers, though.
He was sitting on that ball right there. And I mean to tell you, Hardiman ripped that thing foul.
Yep. That was a hot shot. The first base coach wanted no part of that one. He got out of the way. Waved at a little bit, though.
He was waiting on that baby to come in there. That pitch taken outside. One ball, one strike now. To Braden Harleman. Reese Dellinger on deck. Who is the pitcher? by the way. Number 9.
Yep.
Ooh, nice curveball right there. I tell you what, it froze him right there.
Yep. It was going to be outside, and it just dived right across the plate.
Beautiful pitch.
And right where Marcus had his glove.
Bring him the heater, Alex. He does. A little bit low and inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes now. I say you fastball him again. What do you think, JB?
Yep.
He's probably looking for that curve on a 2-2. We give him the curve. He gets a piece of it and knocks it foul over towards the Indians' dugout. Indians trail 6-0. Cavaliers with 1 in the first, 2 in the second, 3 in the fourth inning. That's their 6 runs. If you don't dent the score column, it's pretty tough to win.
Yes, it is.
Here comes a 2-2. Ooh, rung him up.
Right.
Looked like it was a little low and inside. We've had a couple of those called against us. So
yes.
A little payback for the Cavalier boys, and he's going to go down looking. So Harleman out number 1. And Dellinger now comes to the plate. The pitcher on record. I'm watching that dog out there in left field. He was doing some tricks before. Now he's just sitting there. That pitch taken high and outside.
I'm not even seeing a dog.
I know. There's 2 people sitting on the hill out there.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Now they got the dog sitting beside him. That's a hard hit ball out towards the left fielder. Riggs Toby coming in. He's going to take it on a short hop. It's going to get past him, folks. He's rounding first, heading for second, and he's going to be in there standing up. So there's another base hit, and I think that's base hit number 12, I think, for the Cavaliers, for Dellinger. I'm going to give him a single and an extra base on that one because he should have just had a single.
Yep.
Not necessarily an error, but now he's standing out at second base, and Adam Hurtko comes to the plate. Hurtko so far in this ballgame is he walked his first time up and struck out swinging his last 2 times up.
Let's get him again. Did he play face Alex yet?
Yep, he would have faced him when he came in the first inning in the fourth.
Okay. I was thinking maybe he hadn't faced him yet and hadn't seen that his curve has a lot of action on it.
So here we go with 1 out, runner at second base. Hurtko, the batter, takes the first pitch hard down to Kendrick. Kendrick steps on first, and now he's going to just hang on to the ball.
It was, hold it.
He advanced the runner over to third base. 3 in assisted in the book for out number 2, and that's going to bring up Keegan Brigham. Now it looks like we got another new replacement here, Casey Goodwin, coming into bat. That pitch taken inside. Runner at third base now with 2 outs. Boys, just focus. Let's get it out here.
Yep, get the batter.
6 is going to be hard to score. 7 sounds almost impossible.
Yep.
That one's in the dirt. Going to squirt away. And another pass ball and another free run.
I was just getting ready to say, as you mentioned the last time we were in this situation.
Gotta focus, boys.
And do not let that. Don't get lazy and lackadaisical and let that ball squirt away or throw one that.
Well, when you got situations like that, when you got that runner at third base, yes, you want to continue to throw your curveballs, but you can't put your catcher in that position.
Yep.
That one swung on and foul out on the old basketball courts. So 7-0 ball game here. 2 outs, bottom of the 6th inning. That kid's getting his free ball. Look at him. He's taking that baby straight home.
That's a coach's son.
Well, he probably can take it home.
Probably
he'll still end up in the bucket.
Probably have a bucket full of them already.
That's Coach Hanks.
Oh, he's definitely got to take it.
Oh, yeah.
Got his batting helmet on, looking good. There's a 3-1. That's going to be in the dirt for ball 4. So we get the first 2 guys. Well, I shouldn't say that. We got the first guy, and then next guy comes up, hits a single, and gets to second on a pass ball in the outfield, and comes around to score on a pass ball. Number 16, So that's going to bring Josh Kalb to the plate, batting 324 on the season. First pitch in the dirt, ball one. Alex's old man sitting over there on the old bleachers.
Yep.
Watching his boy pitch. Talked to him the other morning. I said, you got to be proud of that young man. He's been having a good year. Had a good year in basketball, too. I didn't have any qualms with him on the old hardwood.
No, he's seemed
big,
like
tall,
he was
a lanky kid. He'll be a big part of the team coming up here next year, basketball.
He rebounded well. Seemed like he handled the ball pretty well when he needed to. Shot well.
Yeah, he can get a hot hand.
Yeah.
He can get a hot hand. He'll be coming back as a junior here on the on basketball floor next. I don't think he plays football.
I don't think he does either.
I don't think he plays football.
Although you'd think he'd be a pretty good receiver, good hands, and
I don't think
6'4".
So. I don't remember him being on the team. Maybe he'll play this year. That one is swung on and hit out towards Riggs Toby, a mile high out in left field. He's getting camped underneath it, and he does, and he makes the play. Well, they pick up one run on a pass ball. Indians got one more shot at this, folks. Going to the top of the seventh, we trail 7-0.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it. Because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
All right, we're back. No problem, Spencey.
I dozed off there.
You're a busy man over there.
I'm just watching. I'm just sitting here.
Indians coming up to the bat for their last time here. Unless they score a bunch of runs and tie this thing up, it's going to be Wyatt, Ben, Riggs, Toby, and Brock Deuce. First three batters for the purple and white. Benny so far 0 for 2 in this ball game. Takes the first pitch at the knees for a strike. Chases a high cheese. Strike 2.
Well, he's swinging. That's aggressive, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no runs on 4 hits so far in this ball game. That one's taken inside for a ball. Quite sure the Indians want to score some runs here, that's for sure.
Yes.
Curveball stays outside. Good eye by Wyatt. Good curveball, too, by Dellinger. Man, that baby cut a long way.
Yes, it did.
Here comes a 2-2. That's a hard-hit ground ball over towards the shortstop. He comes in, takes about a two-hopper, fires over to first base. Good scoop over at first base for out number one.
That was a really nice play.
So Wyatt goes down 6-3 in the old Buckaroo for out number one, and the Indians are down to their final two outs. Riggs Toby coming to the plate, our left fielder.
Let's at least get some hits, make some noise.
Brock Deuce on deck.
I wouldn't mind getting a bunch of runs, even if we don't win. I'd like to have a number of runs.
Yeah, at this point, it's not looking good, Spencey. First pitch taken right on the outside edge of the plate for strike one to Riggs Toby. That one swung on and fouled out of play down the third base line. Riggs, another fine-looking basketball player out there on the old football, on the hardwood. Yes. You know that?
Yes, he's. I just like to watch that kid play.
He's growing.
Yes.
Here comes the 0-2. Curveball stays outside. Good eye, Riggs.
He played strong, rebounding. He's just a good, smart athlete.
Here comes the 1-2. That's in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Why is old man, you know, he's kind of a thoroughbred.
Yes. Yep.
Old Yimmy.
Jim.
Here comes a 2-2. Swung on, gets a piece of it, knocks it back to the screen. Jimmy and his wife, big part of the wow that we got coming up here this summer in August.
Yep. And the campsite's going sale Saturday. We
coming
played
up.
The promo earlier. I can't remember what time, but.
Ooh, got him on the 2-2 curveball.
Yep.
Great pitch right there by number 9 for the Cavaliers.
Like it's going to be a ball for sure, and it just curved right in there. And
beautiful pitch.
Riggs didn't wait for the umpire to make the call. He started walking off.
Yeah, he knows good pitch. Yes. So here comes Brock Deuce to the plate. Bruiser, our last chance here. First pitch taken a little bit. Was that a strike?
Nope.
No, he called it a ball.
A little high.
There's one popped up right over our heads again. One ball, one strike, 2 outs here. Top of the 7th. The Indians need a bunch, folks. There's a curveball. It's a killer. He did call that first one a strike. I thought he did.
Oh,
and that's going to do it for the ball game. The Indians going to fall here 7-0. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back for a quick recap, and we'll bust a move out of the Cavalier Stadium.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, we're back here. Going to wrap things up at Memorial Stadium here at Veterans Field in Coldwater. The Indians fall 7-0 to the Coldwater Cavaliers. Cavaliers improved to 5-0 in the MAC. And the Indians fall to 3-3 in the MAC. Great pitching performance tonight by Dellinger from the Cavaliers. You know what? You tip your hats to them when they pitch like that. We didn't get any good wood on the ball. We basically had 0 runs on 4 hits. We did not come in an error this evening. We stranded 5 base runners, but the big one, and I think Coach Ike is going to talk to his kids a little bit about, is 10 strikeouts.
Yeah,
we had 10 strikeouts through 7 at bats, and
even, you know, if it's the best pitcher around. You don't strike out.
You know, the other day we pitched a good pitcher from Lincoln View, and I think we only struck out twice. So we came in here tonight, you know, obviously hoping to get a win, and they took the sails out of us here early, jumped on top of us 3-0 after the second inning, scored 3 in the 4th to make it 6-0, and kind of got it out of reach. But for the Cavaliers, they had 7 runs on 12 hits. They had committed 0 errors, and they stranded 7 base runners in tonight's ball game. Indians now will be at Minster to play the Wildcats, who's had an up-and-down season. They've beat some teams that are pretty good, solid teams, and then I seen they get their butts kicked a couple times by teams that I didn't think was so solid. So we'll see what the Cavaliers got on Thursday night. I'm assuming it'll probably be Bo Tin on the mound for the Indians, since he did not pitch tonight. And then Saturday, we'll be at home against Rushi in a doubleheader starting at 11 o'clock. We did not get word from the girls how that ended up. We never heard anything on that. The last thing we heard, the JVs was beating Coldwater 6-3 in the top of the 6th. So hopefully they picked up a W tonight. And for the Indians, again, they fall 7-0 here to Coldwater at Veterans Field. And Coach Hank's probably over there talking to his boys, saying, "Look, you know, we got a long way to go here in this season, and we just gotta come back, and a good way to forget about this game is to beat Minster on Thursday night."
Yes.
So, for Bobby, who left early for a meeting, I came a little late. Big Spence and Jerry Byram, you got anything else to say, or we'll sign off here from Veterans Field, and we'll go back to playing some music, folks. We'll see you Thursday.
Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.